Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading from the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Leviticus 17, Psalm 20 and 21, Proverb 31, and 1 Timothy 2. And if you were listening to yesterday's podcast, you know that I was in a place where the Lord was slowing me down so I would simply meditate on His Word, recognizing the need for the truth to just soak in us deeply and chewing on the truth so that we have what we need for the day. And I'll tell you, with everything that's going on in our world and in my heart, especially as I engage with different believers, different people in my circles, there's such a heaviness where there's such a temptation to despair. There's been conversations I've had in the past 24 hours, conversations where the question is there hope for change with a lot of the racial unrest, the conversation over police violence towards black people, the conversation over, you know, media coverage and all of that stuff. Like, is there hope for change? Is there hope for anything different? That's been a legitimate conversation that I've had with multiple people. And the state of things, like, tempts me to believe that maybe there isn't. But then I was reminded when I had another conversation with a brother in Christ who actually works with me within my company. And he was concerned about a student and whether or not this student was going to be successful, and was contemplating whether or not he should pursue trying to get this student to finish out the year with excellence, or to just kind of throw in the towel because, you know, everybody's going through such difficulty, and was just like, you know, maybe this is just what it's going to be. And I reminded him that in this student's world, the way that our job works as alternative educators, that we are often the only voice that's telling these students they can do it. The only voice that's believing that they've got what it takes to succeed. And so I reminded him, if he gave up hope, then what hope does she actually have to continue to move forward and be successful? And you guys, that same thought is driven home for me as I engage in these conversations. If I am a member of the kingdom of God, if I represent His people, the church, give up hope. If I no longer believe that God wants to and can and will bring about the change that He desires, then what hope is there for the world who doesn't have that same message of truth? I say all that with Psalm 20, verse 7 and 8 as the jump-off point today. But really, it'll be the close. So hear this. Psalm 20, verses 7 and 8. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. You guys, we have to keep our hope level high despite how hard it is. The world can trust in laws to fix things. The world can trust in, you know, people to make better choices. The world can trust in so many things. And while those things should change, our trust can't be in them. Our trust, if we are the church, is in the name of the Lord our God. And so we rise up and stand firm. So I share today's podcast as a sermon to myself. With the temptations of hopelessness and despair swirling around me, I pray that I would rise up and stand firm. And now I'm going to do just that. Let me pray for us. Father God, remind us of hope. Remind us of our singular hope in you. Remind us that it is in Christ that all things are held together, that we are one, that we have salvation, and we have a never-ending living hope that change can come, and that ultimately you will restore all things. Just as you redeemed us, that you will redeem this land. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, continue to stay in the Word. That's where we're reminded that we are those that rise up and stand firm. So head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.